And now we have letters and online comments from the readers of the Norwich Evening News from the past 7 days. We start with a letter from Kerry Williams in the light of the recent Royal car accident, advocating driving tests for over 65s. Time for driving tests for over 65s. Fortunately, no one was seriously injured in the Duke of Edinburgh's recent accident. Someone could easily have died. Isn't it time to require a driving test when we get to 65 and every few years after that? Kerry Williams, aged 66, from Brackendale, Norwich. Glyn DJ has an alternative view. It's not the elderly who attend speed awareness courses. I can't believe the seemingly never-ending amount of media coverage that the Duke of Edinburgh's traffic accident has attracted. There are thousands of accidents every week of the year, and a vast majority go totally unmentioned. And this would have probably been the same had it been an ordinary member of the public. It has prompted numerous knee-jerk reactions due to his age, one of which I would like to take issue with. Kerry Williams states that tests should be introduced for over 65s. I would ask her, why? A large number of people don't even retire until they are nearly 70 years old nowadays, and it's a well-known fact that the majority of accidents are caused by excessive speed, predominantly amongst young drivers. A few years ago, having been clocked doing 34 mph in a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit, I attended a speed awareness course. I didn't see anybody there over 65, but there were plenty under the age of 30. So says Glyn DJ Linda, Shirley Close, Frettenham.
As might be expected, there was correspondence relating to Brexit. Colin R. Siddell sees the positive side of Brexit. He says, with all the concerns about Brexit, I think the Remainers are not really au fait with the rich history of this country. This Great Britain was built on invention, innovation and entrepreneurial skill. And over the years, many outside investors have recognised these achievements and emulated our successes. Perhaps we have lost some of those superb skills and relied on investment from abroad to support us, and we have become subservient to their wishes. When we leave, and if major manufacturers decide to abandon these green and pleasant lands for more lucrative environments, it will result in suppressed residents of this country with talent, skill and business acumen to emerge and create a successful economy once more. Most of the companies who have indicated that they could move their operations to other EU countries will wait to see if there are any serious problems and, of course, loss of profits. If it turns out that the prophets of doom have had cloudy crystal balls all along, who knows what will happen? Meanwhile, Tom Conlin thinks that people should be asked again. He writes, "The question asked in the referendum was clear. To remain in the EU or leave the EU? Tick the box. I voted to remain because I thought that leaving the EU would be a highly complex issue and not in the best interests of the UK or the EU. The final result was that the majority of those who voted, voted to leave, by a narrow margin. Democracy had spoken. Now, the government is in total disarray, unable to agree on anything, except that they do not want a general election. We have heard a lot of Brexit means Brexit, my deal or no deal, the will of the people, blah, blah. Remember the question asked was, do you want to leave or remain? Not should we leave a little bit or remain half in and half out? The people should be asked again with clarity, never mind all those unworkable deals. Do you want to remain as we are or just leave completely? Which was the original referendum. And why not drop the minimum voting age to 16? Let's face it, if the final outcome will affect our children far more than us olderns."
A number of people chose to respond online to the prospect of bringing back the trams. NNFN23 says, "The Norwich Society want to turn the city back to how it was 100 years ago, some sort of twee novelty retirement home, rather than a fresh, vibrant, livable city. For a start, buses can go anywhere a tram can go for much cheaper. We just need to push the companies to use clean, modern buses. Secondly, we're going through changes the likes of which haven't been seen since trams were taken out of Norwich. Cars are on the decline, and cities the world over are going car-free. Transport is changing, with autonomous self-driving car shares a very real outcome in our future. Now is not the time to be committing to outdated technology when we have no idea how the future will shape up. Trams may make sense in much bigger cities like Manchester, but this is Norwich. So says NNFN23. But resident Smith also has concerns. The fact Norwich is such a compact city means trams will only be able to operate on about 2% of it. They've obviously never seen how trams operate. You need large, wide, open areas, says resident Smith. And that's all for the letters for this week.